Ron seemed to be really pleased that you were able to do everything here the last couple of days. Does that mean you can be fully implemented in the game plan now? Or?
I hope so. You know, like we said, it's been, from the beginning, we knew this was going to be a little bit of a struggle, a little bit of a kind of touch and go thing as we transitioned our way back. A lot of stories of guys, different, ways they've handled this, different ways they've reacted to this surgery and stuff. But, I feel good. I feel like, we're heading down a good path here and, looking forward to, getting out there and hopefully this time staying out there.
That extra week proved to be a little bit more beneficial to get a better handle on what you're going through, managing it better.
Yeah, I think, sometimes time is really the biggest factor, and we don't typically have time at our disposal in this league. So, you try to do the best you can. You try to get back as fast as you can, balancing all those key factors. So, hopefully this is the week. Hopefully this is kind of the start of my season personally. And, it's coming in, at a good time. Obviously this is a huge stretch for us with, one of the best teams we'll play coming here on Sunday.
Are you running when you're in practice and we're watching? Are you running? I don't know if it's the white shoes that makes it look different. Are you running the same? Are you putting pressure on the heels or trying to not put pressure on the foot or what?
Are you judging my running mechanics?
It might be the white shoes. I mean, it could be.
I don't know.
Looks different.
I don't know. You guys are there when we're warming up. I don't know how. I don't know anybody who's really full throttle at that point yet.
You mentioned this next couple of weeks are going to be huge for you guys back at home, but what's the approach this week taking on the Vikings?
It's a great challenge. Obviously, they're playing as well as anybody in the league. They're very good in all areas, both sides of the ball. They're talented. They're well coached. And they're 10-2 for a reason. It's hard to do in this league. So this is a great challenge for us. I'm glad that we have it in our stadium, at home in front of our fans, and it's going to be just a great game.
In that half against the Jets, you had four targets with the one catch, that sort of thing. Did you feel like you were assimilating back into the offense after such? I know it was just a half, but in the time that you're out there, did you feel like it was kind of back to normal? Or?
Yeah, I was close to. I wasn't really moving very well, but I was close to actually having relatively big first half. We were just off on a couple of them. So, yeah, I feel good. I'm fortunate. I've played a lot of games in this league. So I feel pretty confident that I can, play well. How fast that comes, we'll see. I'm trying to do it on the fly as fast as I can. So we're, looking forward to getting another good day tomorrow and close out the week and get ready for Sunday.
All the ridiculous talk about secrets and stuff you could have gotten aside, what did you learn from the Vikings that week and since then? And what have you seen from them?
I learned that they got a lot of really good players on their defense. I learned that they're really good with their scheme of what they want to do. But I don't think I'm the only one in the league that knows that. I think that's pretty well documented that they're very talented and very good at what they do. They do what they do, especially defensively. They have a great scheme. Zimmer's been a guy that's run this style, this system for a long time. He's been very successful everywhere. Every defense he's kind of overseen, they've been very, very successful. So I don't know. I think those secrets are out.
I said, secrets aside, what is it?
Did you pick up anything?
That whole thing was the craziest thing I've ever heard. But I told you guys how I felt about that. I'm not really worried. Not really going back in time worrying about that.
Do you have to accept at this point that you are not going to play at 100%, obviously, with the state of your foot, and that you're risking further injury?
I just think we're at the point of the season now where, we're running out of time. We got a big four-game stretch here that if we don't take advantage of, our season's going to end. So that's just the reality of where we are as a season. I've kind of just, to your point, just come to grips with, it's time. It's now or just kind of forget it for the year. So I'm not willing to kind of throw in the towel. I feel like I can still contribute and help us out, and that's my goal.